Let's wind the clock back about 4 billion years or so to the origins of life on Earth. There's been a controversy raging for many years about where the building blocks of life, in other words, the complex molecules that our cells use to assemble all of the things such as the enzymes and other machines in the cell that make cells viable, where those chemicals come from. And about 50 years ago, a scientist who was very interested in this was Stanley Miller. He was working at the University of California at San Diego, and he had got into the idea that perhaps the conditions on early Earth were sufficient to spawn the chemistry that produced all these building blocks. And so he decided to recreate a sort of mock-up early Earth in his laboratory. And the way he did that was by having a flask in which he put some water, which he could boil. And out of the top of this little round flask, he had a spout that the steam could come out, and it would go into a very big round flask, like a spherical flask. And in there, he had two big tungsten electrodes, and he could detonate lightning to go between them. And so he added to this apparatus some water, some ammonia, some hydrogen, and also some methane, which were gases we know were in abundance on the early Earth. And he set this thing discharging and running for a while, and then he analysed the deposits that built up inside. And he was able to show in 1953, published a paper in Science, he had found at least 5 amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins that we think are essential for our cells to be able to work. So this kind of suggested that the Earth was a very good melting pot in its early years. It could make the complex chemicals we need for life. Thing is, lots of people said, well, this is a bit artificial and 5 chemicals doesn't make a viable organism, does it? And this kind of got consigned, quite literally, to the shelf, because Stanley Miller died last year, but Jeffrey Bader, who still works at University of California at San Diego, was his PhD student. And when Stanley Miller died, he gave all the things in his lab to Jeff Bader, who found out from someone else about the existence of this cardboard box on a shelf in his lab. And so he went to this shelf, and there was this cardboard box with all of Stanley Miller's apparatus in it, including hundreds of little flasks, which were the original flasks that contained the products of all of these reactions he'd done. And so he thought, what would happen if we subject these to modern-day chemical analysis using modern techniques? So they took some of the flasks, and they've got a paper in this week's Science where they show feeding these deposits back into complex machines that will analyse them carefully today, and they've not found 5 amino acids. They actually stopped analysing when they got to nearly 30 chemicals of complex molecules that had been made in this apparatus. And his argument is, well, this adds a lot of credence to the idea that the Earth was a very prolific spawner of these kind of molecules. There could have been volcanoes that would have splurged up water and lots of these gases. There would have been lightning storms. And so the conditions that Stanley Miller envisaged 50 years ago or more could well have existed and probably did produce the complex chemistry that we depend on ultimately today.
It's quite astonishing that something sitting on a dusty old shelf could really have been overlooked all that time and then suddenly brought back to life with the modern wonders of the scientific advances.